They may watch each other suspiciously, but the governments of the United States and Cuba are cooperating on one thing. The FBI and Cuban authorities are working together on the case of Luis Posada Carriles. Late last year, FBI agents traveled to Havana. They wanted evidence that might link Posada to a 1997 hotel bombing in Havana. A federal grand jury in New Jersey is also investigating Posada's alleged role in that attack. Here to tell us more about the case is NPR's FBI correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston. Welcome to the program once again.
Good morning.
Just for those who haven't been following this case day by day, who is Luis Posada Carriles?
Posada's like the Leonard Zelig of U.S.-Cuban relations, where there have been turning points at any time in the relationship. He's been there. He's militantly against Fidel Castro and has been trying to topple his regime or even assassinate him for decades now. He was a Bay of Pigs veteran. He was a former CIA operative. And more recently, he's been an international fugitive.
Well, now, if this bombing that the FBI is investigating took place in Havana, why is it any business of the FBI or a grand jury in New Jersey?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's fallen to a New Jersey grand jury because he has a link to New Jersey-based co-conspirators in connection with that 1997 bombing. And that's why the FBI is investigating it now. Venezuela wants him, too, in connection to a 1976 bombing of a Cuban airliner in which more than 70 people died.
Was it hard for the FBI to get cooperation from Cuban authorities here?
Well, that's an interesting dilemma. They've actually been to Cuba three times to look at this particular bombing, once in 97, another time in 2000, and then again just 6 months ago. And the first two visits were not very fruitful. And this last one, it's really changed in tenor because they were allowed to talk to witnesses. They were allowed to look at forensics. They were allowed to go to the crime scene. And there really has been a big difference between the cooperation between the two sides.
Why the difference after 10 years?
Well, there are a number of reasons for this. One is the Bush administration has been under a great deal of pressure to actually declare that Posada is a terrorist, and they haven't to this point. And if they can actually bring together an evidentiary case that proves that he actually had this tie to the hotel bombing, this makes that case for them. In addition to that, right now, he is about to go into an immigration court for alleged immigration violations here in this country on May 11th. And if he is actually nailed on these immigration charges, or if he's actually let out of prison or let out of house arrest because of these charges, then an alleged terrorist can go free. And that's the thing that's worrying the FBI.
It must be a politically challenging or delicate situation because nobody wants to support terrorist attacks. But on the other hand, he's an enemy of Castro, no friend of the Bush administration of the United States.
And very popular in the Cuban-American community in Florida. And that's part of the problem. To now, they've tread very carefully around Posada because the Cuban Americans see him as this vigilant anti-Castro, you know, hero of sorts.
So what's the next step here?
The next step here is this key date, this May 11th hearing.
Okay.
Government officials say the hearing and the grand jury has sort of focused minds because of this. And they want to send the message that they're serious about now holding Posada accountable for these alleged bombings. The administration wants to be in a position after the hearing, whatever the verdict ends up being, to say that they're not content with just getting him on these immigration charges and that they're serious about indicting him on terrorism.
Dina, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
That's NPR FBI correspondent Dina Temple-Raston.